Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian, nationalist, crusader, remnant, end-times crew patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! That's right. There is a lot to be fired up about this week, and there's some good things, and there's some things that are just going to get you just all spun up for the weekend.
Right, exactly. Well, let's start off with the good news, where yesterday everybody, the whole world, was bracing for this absolutely absurd motion that the UN was making to have Palestine become a full member of the UN, which would have officialized any territory that they claimed was their own in the nation of Israel.
Yep.
And so here, you know, we're all bracing. Is this thing going to pass? Is the U.S. actually going to veto this or not? Because, you know, when under a communist coup, who's to say what America is going to do on the world stage anymore, right?
We don't trust them.
No, not at all. Well, lo and behold, I'd have to say that the Lord had his hand in it, because the USA vetoed and Britain and Switzerland abstained, but altogether 12 countries supported the proposal to recognize Palestine as a member state of the United Nations. But, you know, oh, that also included China. China officially had announced its support for Palestine to become a full member of the United Nations. So let's just laugh in China's general direction. You didn't get what you wanted there.
In your face.
So, yep.
And you know, it was kind of funny, because they're trying to vote on whether or not to make Palestine a state for the UN. And Amir Sarfati said, well, what about Narnia?
Right.
I thought, well, yeah, if we're going to make Palestine a state,
fantasy land official.
Mordor. Just keep adding the list, right?
Well, and speaking of fantasy land, I mean, this seems to be an actual official problem that the Muslims have. Because over here in the UK, 2 days ago in Manchester, England, people from Madrid saying, the city belongs to the Moors. Now, if you don't know this, the term the Moors refers to a Muslim group, typically of African descent.
Yes.
So here they are trying.
They were raiders.
Here they are. Here the Muslims are trying to claim that that England actually belongs to the Muslims too. You know, these people are fantasy land people.
Well, they're. I wish it was just a fantasy, but that's how they really think. They really believe that.
They believe that.
And pretty soon you get enough of them and the numbers reach a certain point.
Yep,
you hit the tipping point.
Yep.
Where they act like it's there. It is theirs in their mind.
Yep.
You are encroaching on their land.
Yep.
And they believe it.
Yep, that's right.
And they will act on it. They will act like it. And, here comes the next wave, or the next level of violence for the UK.
Well,
they did it to themselves. Well, not the people, the poor people, the globalists that have taken control of their government, just like everywhere else.
Right, and that is the natural progression of the jihadi action to overtake everything, and they know that, because this is always how they do it. They go for majority, and they keep shipping people to wherever it is, whatever community needs that majority to win.
Global caliphate.
Yep,
that's the goal.
Right. Yep, exactly. And so that is a jihadist action that we see developing, well, in multiple places. You know, just because they show up, don't think that there's only a few of them, so you have nothing to worry about. They'll ship more. They'll ship more of their people there until they have majority.
More are on the way.
More mob rule, and then pretty soon there's nothing but Sharia law, and you know, then, well, the heads roll.
That's right.
That's essentially what happens, is they go around and start beheading all of their enemies, and, well, just like we saw on October 7th.
Yes.
They have no problem beheading enemies, even to the youngest age of babies.
There's the height of democracy right there, mob rule.
Yep, that's right.
And everybody votes for it, and if you don't, you're going to get your head cut off.
Literally. Right? Yeah, seriously. I mean, that gives all new meaning to the term headhunters, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's corporations that will hire people to go in and thin out the wrong people, they're called headhunters.
Right.
Well, that could be where that term actually originated. I don't know.
You might be right.
Well, yeah, because we had lunch with a couple listeners yesterday who clued us in on something kind of cool about the origin of the term run amok.
Oh, yes.
And that it actually comes from Muslims who would take these serpentine type knives where they're kind of like a wavy blade.
Right.
And when somebody's run amok, it means you've gone around killing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And so that's where that comes from, using that particular wavy blade knife. And
right.
So that's kind of interesting. So if you hear that term, everything's run amok, now you know where it came from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just means to go on a rampage or uncontrolled rage. But the root of the word was actually a murderously frenzied state. And that came from that era where, I mean, it was a bloody, murderous, slashing, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Yep, you learn something new every day, right?
Right, so, and of course, you know, it's one of those things that we misuse. You know, Congress is run amok. Well,
not necessarily quite that bad.
Not quite that bad yet.
Yeah, right. It's getting there, I think.
Well, if Ilhan Omar had her way, though, right. Libya Tlaib, or whatever her name is.
That's right.
But,
well, you know, I just saw something really cool yesterday also. Trump posted a picture of an American, a Black American woman wearing a T-shirt that said "Black Lives MAGA."
Black Lives MAGA.
Yep.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's perfect. That's awesome. That's exactly how it should be, because we also watched a clip where the liberals, the Black liberals, are freaking out because Trump is going to go ahead and speak in Harlem, and he's receiving a hero's welcome. And so the whole liberal Black base is switching over to Trump.
Yes.
And
the Democrat Party's losing them.
Yeah. So
and the Latinos too.
The Black Democrats are freaking out. They're going, this can't be happening. You know, yes. Trump is actually going to Harlem and everybody there loves him.
Yeah, and they, almost everybody, the communists don't.
That's right.
But see, the communists, they get their perks, they get their Soros money, they get their little position in life, they finally are somebody in their minds, and, you know, community activists.
Right.
And they're treated like they're somebody, and they're jealous because they want to be treated like the celebrities.
Yep,
and
that's right.
People are seeing through it. Like, no, you're this regime, we got to experiment. We got to try 4 years of Trump. Okay. It was horrible and abysmal. We were constantly on the edge of war, even though there was no wars, but we're almost there because of Trump. Well, then we got 4 years of the Biden regime.
That's
now
right.
You got communism. So you got a sampling. So which do you want now?
Right. Well, and the term that goes most recognizable along with communism is flat broke.
Yeah.
You know, is everyone out there flat broke like we are? I mean, we know for a fact that Bidenomics has deducted an average of $1,100 to $1,400 away per month from every single household in America.
Yes.
because of that inflation.
Americans are fired up.
Yeah, exactly. Because it has finally hit everybody's pocketbook and has proven what happens when you have a communist coup in this nation. And so, yep, that's the number one word to link with communism. Well, number one term is flat broke.
That's right. Yeah. And so, we don't want it no more.
No, we don't want any more of that, no matter who, when, where, what.
That's right.
And so, so we've got to get to the word of the day. And the word of the day comes to us from Acts chapter 2, verses 34 through 47.
Ah.
And that reads, "For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. And that's it.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. How amazing that that they actually listened.
Right.
You know what I mean? That they spoke to a group of non-Christians who, dropped all of their guard and said, "Well, then what should we do? You know, men and brethren, what shall we do?" And they said, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." And boom, they did it.
Awesome.
That's remarkable.
Yes, it is.
And it almost makes you wonder, how did they do that? Right?
Right.
What was going on with those people to make them drop their guard? Because most reception, most people don't have that kind of open reception when you say those kinds of things to them. You know, very, very few people actually, when you say, you describe things to them, very few of them will go, "Well, I think you're right. I think it's time for me to go ahead and just get baptized right now. You know? Otherwise, my whole extended family would be baptized.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a revival. I mean, the number of people that were converting.
Right.
That's just incredible. And that's the Holy Spirit at work. That's the kind of revival, I mean, that sets the world on fire. That's what we need here again today.
Right.
I mean, drastically need that.
Right. Well, and I would imagine, because the Holy Spirit had already been given to them, and then, they go around and start doing miraculous things, that has a huge impact as well. You know, that, I mean, it's one thing to just be able to speak to somebody and convince them that you're telling them the truth and that they really need to listen. It's another thing when you come bearing miracles, right?
Right.
that's quite the different scenario.
And these guys were on fire. I mean, look, they had just been walking with Christ.
Right.
They finished up a 3-year ministry. They saw him die and raise from the dead. And then they watched him ascend to heaven. Then the Holy Spirit came. I mean, these guys are, I can't imagine the passion and zeal.
Oh, no
that
kidding.
They had.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The confidence.
Yeah.
There's no shakiness. There's no, oh, I hope, you know, they don't reject me. And I all that's gone. I mean, there is, all the inhibitions, you're all the pretenses.
You're anointed at that point.
Exactly.
And walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah. You could feel it. I mean, walking through a crowd,
right.
You know, they could. Well, they had the exact same power that Christ had, and we're supposed to have that too.
Right. Well, and it says here in the Bible notes, it says that these are four fundamental devotions of the church throughout this age. The breaking of bread is probably a reference to the Lord's Supper in conjunction with a full meal. And actually, verse 46 has roots back from Leviticus 3 with the peace offering, which was the origin of communion. And so if you were to look back in Leviticus 3, it would actually show you that Acts chapter 2, verse 46 is a product that is related to Leviticus 3 and goes back again to peace offering, the origin of communion, which we were talking about before.
Right.
With you know, it leading us all the way through that trail to Passover.
Yes.
Right. So here is this verse again, reflecting back to the original peace offering for communion. And so that's really fascinating too, that they kept it going, but they were doing this daily.
Right.
You know, typically when we think of communion and the peace offering, that is a one time a year, action,
yeah.
You know, where we're called to remember what he did for us through the breaking of the bread, the peace offering,
yes.
And communion, right? And so it's just interesting that it says here that so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God.
Yeah.
And so, well, that's just kind of interesting, isn't
right?
It? Yeah. That if you do it, at least you're doing it in the correct spirit, you know, in the correct manner.
Yeah.
And so very, very cool.
Well, pretty inspiring. And we've got Passover coming up here next week.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
it's going to be the big one. It's yeah. whatever you guys have planned for Passover on the 23rd, make it a big deal.
We don't know what a big one means either.
Because,
so many things pointed to it. I mean, all road signs were pointing yep. to this Passover for some reason.
That's you know, right. And considering that it's after the eclipse, you know, the X across the nation and you know, yeah, we better be paying close attention to what that all means.
Yeah. Well, be looking up. And also, you know, that's what kicked everything off for the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of First Fruits.
That's right.
His resurrection.
Yep.
So I love how all that's tied together.
Me too.
So, pretty cool. All right. Well, one more time. That scripture was
Acts chapter 2, verses 34 through 47.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick at the Voice of the American Redoubt, winding down segment one. And segment one brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Helping to take your preps to the next level. Check them out at prepping2-0.com. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual. They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHolaDay forCongress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Patriot-held territory. And this segment is brought to you by Katie Armor, C-A-T-I Armor, katiearmor.com, serious body armor for serious times. Check them out. Christian Patriot-owned business, and it is C-A-T-I Armor.com. Well, Lady Liberty, segment 2, we've got several things lined up here and a couple of great audio clips.
Oh, yes, definitely.
One is, you know, kind of some comedic relief, and another one is rip shredding, fired up Friday material. So
that's right. Well, we also have to point out, everyone, welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah!
Well, there was a meme that was sent to us that we just, oh my gosh, we laughed so hard. It shows that the seventh juror for Trump's case is Hillary Clinton in these black sunglasses with a little goatee painted on her, a little mustache and a goatee.
I wish we were on video right now so I could put that up. I mean, yep. That'd be awesome to put up on the screen. For those of you who don't have Telegram or follow us on Telegram, but well,
yeah, that's just perfect because you know she's just dying to be on some kind of jury that's gonna just nail him to the wall.
Well, kind of reminds me of the other meme where it showed Bill and Hillary with the little the glasses and the black mustache, you know,
the Groucho Marx.
Yeah. You know, saying that they interviewed the two guards and they said they didn't see anything
at the prison.
Epstein.
Yep, that's
yeah,
right.
That was good. But
well, so we have this clip here where in case you have forgotten all the times that Trader Johnson described how the border was the big issue and that he was going to, you know, put his foot down and make sure that we got what we needed for the border. Listen to this clip here.
Yeah.
I'm telling all of you, and we've told the American people, border, border, border.
We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demands.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
We know the urgency in Ukraine. We're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe.
It's past time to secure the border.
Listen, this is a catastrophe. catastrophe down here.
The battle is for the border.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill. It better begin by defending America's national security.
Okay, these are dangerous people who are coming into the country. Over 300 known terrorists.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
See, I love the music they put in there, but you know,
that's appropriate.
This is such a serious thing though, because he's saying exactly what all of us are saying, what MAGA patriots are saying, what Americans are saying, and he's in the position to do something about it.
That's right.
The most Americans out there are all saying this, but we are not in a position where we can directly affect this. And he had the golden opportunity, the moment, the place, the pristine location, and the power to do something, and blew it.
Well, I'm beginning to think now, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, that it was planned, because oh my gosh, he's a constitutional attorney.
Right.
That is turning his back. I mean, full-fledged turning his back on the United States and the American people. That is the definition of a traitor. And so we've got this clip here from Marjorie Taylor Greene with an update of what in the world he's doing now. It's terrible. Listen to this.
Steve, from the very beginning of this, I have tried my best with Mike Johnson. I offered to advise him on what the MAGA base, what the Republican base wants from his speakership. He has totally turned me away from that. He has not listened to any advice. He's only listening to his inner team that we find out now are lobbyists for the military industrial complex. So we know exactly who is driving the speaker's office. I just left the Capitol a few minutes ago, Steve, where I publicly called on Mike Johnson. He needs to call a conference meeting immediately. He needs to tell Republicans up here in Congress what he's going to do with the motion to vacate, what the new rule is going to be. Because here he is, Mike Johnson, a constitutional attorney who has turned into a mini tyrant, trying to do everything he can with trickery and behind closed doors, making deals with Democrats in order to change the rules of Congress to protect his speakership, to protect his own job, to hold on to power. And I cannot believe he's doing that. You know, the Rules Committee is meeting right now, Steve. And we believe what we've been told is he is going to be putting a change to the motion to vacate, change the rules, taking it from the requirement being one member of Congress to we don't know what, because he's not telling us. He's only trying to do this. We think that he is working with Democrats to get the votes on the Rules Committee in order to pass the rule on this massive foreign aid package with another $60 billion to Ukraine, and changing the motion to vacate rule tied into that. He will require Democrat votes on the Rules Committee, which would be historical. That's never happened. Usually the Speaker of the House only uses his party to get the votes on the Rules Committee. We have three brave Republicans on the Rules Committee that are holding out. They're going to refuse to vote for this ultimate betrayal. Chip Roy, Thomas Massie, and Ralph Norman, they're not going to be voting for it. And Mike Johnson will prove to America exactly what I've been saying true. He is the Democrat Speaker of the House. That will be proven if he uses the Democrats to vote this rule out of the committee today. So we're going to be watching very closely on that, Steve. But here's the facts. The American people don't want their money going to Ukraine. The American people want an end to this war. This money is being sucked up by so many different people and NGOs. You know, there's biolabs in Ukraine. There is the ultimate corruption in Ukraine, Burisma, the Biden family, and all of their corrupt business deals. And here it is. This is a war. This is what makes us all so sick. This is a war where every single day Ukrainian and Russian soldiers are dying. Every single day they're being murdered. And here is our government, our disgusting government, trying to send more money over to that country to keep that war going, all with the claims of this helps the American economy. This is good for American jobs. Well, you want to know something? That is repulsive. That is repulsive if this is the way Washington, D.C. thinks our economy should be run. Our economy should be run by American businesses that put America first. We should be putting our critical supply chain first. Yeah, we want to support our military. We should be directly building up our military, not sending money and weapons over to foreign wars in order to so-called build up our military. What a lie. What a horrific lie. And this is all happening, Steve. This week, when Monday was April 15th, tax day, the very day that the federal government required the American citizens to pay their taxes, what is Mike Johnson doing with their hard-earned money? He's sending it over to Ukraine and funding foreign wars and funding Hamas terrorists who are still holding American and Israeli hostages in a hot war zone in Gaza. This is what Mike Johnson thinks his ultimate priority is to do as Speaker of the House. This is such a betrayal, and we are not going to tolerate it. We cannot tolerate it.
Now, there's some fired up material right there.
Well, no kidding, because how can that even happen? Just because now he's Speaker of the House, he's going to go to the Democrat side and try to change the motion to vacate rule and vote it out of committee so that they can't get him out of there.
Every single day, it becomes more and more clear this is not a misstep.
Right.
This is not poor judgment. This is part of the calculated plan to destroy America.
Right.
This is, and he is helping to do it. Now, she's speaking like she's educating him that this is not what the people want.
Right.
The people don't want money going to Ukraine. Well, he knows that.
Yeah.
In fact, his own words, we heard in that first, you know, the funny clip, the first clip was a whole montage of Mike Johnson giving various different speeches saying the people don't want this. They don't want money going to foreign countries. They want our border secure. It's all about the border. He knows it. So
yep.
He knows what he's doing. This is deliberate. This is not a misstep. This individual needs to be yanked out of that position as soon as possible, because right now she's talking about the economy and people paying taxes and they're hurting and grocery bills are going up and our gas bills are going up and the people are frustrated because the cost of the economy is going up. But it's a worse problem than that. It is a wide open border facilitating the invasion of our country.
Yep.
That has not gone operational yet. And we're tracking this. So this just came out. This is why you folks, you've got to get prepared. Stock up on food, water, or the ability to process your own water. Living in a world for days or weeks, maybe longer, without electricity, without internet, without any type of telecommunications. Because remember, there's an election coming up. Trump is going to destroy Biden by a landslide. The globalists cannot allow that. They are capable of anything. Listen to this. Chinese government-linked hackers have burrowed into the U.S. critical infrastructure and are waiting for, quote, just the right moment to deal a devastating blow, close quote. Who's that coming from? Some right-wing conspiracy theorist? Some YouTuber?
Nope.
Oh, no. This is from the FBI director, Christopher Wray, who is head of the weaponized Department of Justice, FBI. An ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Volt Typhoon has successfully gained access to numerous American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and other critical sectors, with 23 pipeline operators targeted, Ray said in a speech at Vanderbilt University. This is not the first time he's made this announcement.
Right.
He's repeating it. Well, this is called preparation of the battlefield. This is information ops, and this is preparation of the battlefield. They're preparing the narrative for this coming attack. And this, I guarantee this has everything to do with the elections.
Oh, definitely.
China is developing, I continue on, this is him speaking. China is developing the ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure. That means physically. So we're not even talking cyber attacks here. With all these operatives, tens of thousands of military intelligence and operatives, saboteurs, assassins, you name it, are in our country right now.
And why?
Physical.
This is an interesting point here also, because we've covered that Mexico is sending people as fast as they can, telling them to vote for Biden,
right,
so that Mexico has the border wide open for the next 4 years as well, because clearly they are making a ton of money off of having that border open. But listen to this. So we've got our neighboring country that is facilitating this communist coup.
Right.
But also, you know, and then obviously this FBI director, Ray, who is helping. And not only them, but listen here. CIA director Burns warns Ukraine could lose the war against Russia by the end of the year if the U.S. doesn't send more military assistance.
Of course.
So, of course, the CIA wants this money laundering venture to continue. The Mexican government wants this money laundering venture to continue. Because America is like this sitting cash cow of the world, with all of these criminals profiting off of all of our tax dollars.
These are our corrupt leaders who are transferring wealth for themselves for when America collapses.
That's right.
Just like every other communist plan. Yep. I mean, this
that's what they do.
And over.
It's a blueprint.
So not only are they preparing to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure, that means physically taking out power substations, cutting fiber optic lines, blowing up, you know, derailing trains, that kind of physical. He said its plan is to land low blows against civilian infrastructure to try to induce panic. They know this. Do not be persuaded by these people into thinking they care about our security and they're warning us because they care so much about us. Because if they really cared, they would seal this border.
That's right.
And the border that's 3 years in the making of shifting operatives, not even talking about the Muslim operatives, just the Chinese alone.
Right.
And so that and security, the physical security for your home, your neighborhood, your communities is going to be on you. No help is coming. Nobody's going to be on the way.
Well, and also anarchists know this, that the second everything is in chaos, the new leadership is hurrying to fill the gap and take over.
Right.
And so if they can create enough chaos and enough panic, it's because they're making a beeline to the number one office in the nation. Right.
Oh, right.
And
oh,
so, yeah. You know, so if China is looking to take over in one fell swoop out of all of the chaos, that's exactly what they would be doing, because we are looking at the end of their 100-year plan right now.
Yes. There are. Oh, I just lost my train of thought. I was gonna say something on the heels of that, but we're just gonna keep reiterating this. Remember, Jonah warned Nineveh.
Yep.
This place is going to fall in 40 days if you don't repent.
That's right.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of repentance other than believers who have been praying for repentance for our nation. And I hope that's enough. I hope it's
right,
enough.
Right, exactly. But how do we know when or if it's enough? I mean,
yeah.
And boy, and so we just keep praying, Lord, keep your hand over us, over this nation, and pray that he turns our enemies away, turns our enemies on each other, and
yes,
sends them away quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So just remember to continue to pray for the Republic, pray for Israel, stay alert, be prepared, do whatever you've got to do. You know, we say top off your batteries, top off your fuel, ops check your gear, and just be in prayer and be in the Word. And this is not about a spirit of fear. Fear is not of the Lord. But you know that even the Israelites, when they went into battle, there had to be a little bit of butterflies and a little bit of trepidation,
right,
even though they knew the Lord was with them. And then he shows up and he comes through, and you learn over those experiences to trust in him. The more you go through things that requires trusting in him, and then you see him actually getting you through it.
And I would,
yeah,
I
don't
would
have a spirit of fear,
any,
but
any trepidation that we would have would be strictly out of not being sure if God feels that the nation has repented enough. You know, he's the only one that knows
yeah.
how many people have truly repented and have been repenting quite seriously across this whole past few weeks.
Yep, absolutely. So, well, we've got a very, what we believe is a significant Passover. We don't know significant in what way, but we sure saw being pointed to it.
Yep.
And so we are looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to the weekend. You guys, you just be blessed out there. Be safe and get some rest. And we'll talk to you Monday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.